I'm gonna do something completely unexpected for this show. I've been doing the show for 7 years now. I'm allowed to be a little unexpected sometimes. What I'm gonna do is I'm actually going to be discussing books that we have already discussed before, because the format of this show has changed a lot over the time. I mean, it hasn't changed so much as I've just let it go. I used to have a very specific way of doing this show, and it involved going carefully book by book in exact chronological order and just sort of discussing the continuity that was established over time by the Berenstains. So when I first started doing this show, I attempted to justify every single book and place it within the context of the greater Berenstain Bears universe. And part of that was a thing, a concept I referred to as Brother Bear's Dreamland. And that covered a lot of the board books, a lot of the more basic concept books, books that used the characters of Mama and Papa and Small Bear, but that clearly weren't set in any kind of established reality. Weird things would happen because they were abstract books trying to teach basic concepts like inside, outside, upside down. Also, the books ended up introducing a Sister Bear character before the character of Sister Bear was actually introduced. And if you're familiar with, I think it was Bears in the Night, like there are some books where Mama Bear has several cubs that are just like, she has like three cubs, which I believe was retconned later into like one of them being Cousin Fred, but this was before any siblings were introduced. So things were a little more wild and woolly, and in attempting to shoehorn them into an established continuity, I developed the concept of Brother Bear's Dreamland, which was sort of this subconscious space Brother Bear, well, you know what dreams are. Brother Bear would enter when he went to sleep, mostly to help him deal with him leaving toddlerhood and entering older brotherhood as Mama Bear was getting ready to have Sister Bear. And one of the early books, one of the first or early episodes I ever covered, was episode 14, which covered He Bear, She Bear. I also did the Bear Detectives because I used to just throw these books together. My episodes were short and they covered a lot at once. And I'm not going to apologize for that because I know that there are people out there in Berenstain Bearland who... that episode was 15 minutes long and I covered two books. Can you imagine me covering two books in 15 minutes? It took me 15 minutes to cover the Berenstain Baby Bears books that take 30 seconds to read out loud. So I was a lot more efficient back then, but I was a lot... Well, I don't know if I'd say a lot less thoughtful. I didn't allow myself to run on at the mouth the way I do today. But this episode, we're going to take a look back at two books we've already covered and a new book because they are basically the same book. And I would have covered all three of these together if I was doing the series now because I like to cover like rewrites kind of as they happen, or I would have at least covered them all together. But the books we're going to be looking at today are, and I'm doing something different as well because this intro does not sound at all like an intro I usually do. Today's book is actually the Berenstain Bears Jobs Around Town. It's a Berenstain Bear, it's a Living Lights book, it's a Zonder Kids book. But it is it's a rewrite and a reskin of the Berenstain Bears On the Job, which I covered in episode 69, along with Ready, Set, Go, which is another funny thing that I did. I just used to cram these books all together. But as we know from the past, the Berenstain Bears on the Job is actually a rewrite itself, or a reimagining itself, of the early, bright and early book for beginner books, He Bear, She Bear. So what I want to do is I want to kind of take a look at these three books and see how they developed over time. If you want a little more info on those, about 7 years ago, well, a little less than 7 years ago, Brad Mariska himself, our beloved collector, did a blog post on BerensteinBearsCollectors.com. where he talks about the development of He Bear, She Bear into On the Job. And he takes a look at a bunch of different versions. I believe we actually covered a few of these versions on a collector's episode as well, because one of those electronic, the Magic Wand speaking reader device actually did On the Job as well. So there's so, and there's also the Berenstain Bears Go to Work, which is the British English edition, which translates some of the stuff into British English. So there's a lot of different versions of this. And I want to take a look at them and just see where we've where they've come from and where they're going. Spoilers, they came from not very far away, and they haven't gone very far. So let's dive into the Berenstain Bears, He Bear, She Bear, On the Job, and Jobs Around Town. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and that was a long intro. That was a long one, a long intro. I already explained what I'm doing today. No need to I don't even know what the expression is I'm looking for. No need to, you know, fool around and find out, I guess. So the Berenstain Bears jobs are so many kinds of work to do. So much to look forward to. That's the thesis statement of this week's book. It's a book about what jobs are available in Beartown. That's pretty much it. What jobs are available to the bears in Beartown? But where did this start? What's the whole deal of this? Why even wonder about this? Well, the reason we're wondering about it is because we are naturally inquisitive. And because back in 1974, Stan and Jan Berenstain wrote a bright and early book called He Bears, She Bear. In which Brother Bear or Small Bear or this came out the same year that Sister was introduced as a baby. So the concept already existed. And she's pretty much dressed like Sister Bear with a pink bow in her hair. I see her and she sees me. We see that we are he and she. Every single bear we see is a he bear or a she. Every single bear we see has lots of things to do and be. So this is a book about how there's girls in the world and there's boys in the world. And if you're at home right now or sitting on your car or walking to the supermarket and you're listening to this episode and you're like, well, we know for a fact that there are, you know, the gender binary is a thing in these books. So I could comment on that. I could talk about the gender binary. Just understand this book was written in 1974. They weren't even thinking about such things at the time. This book is progressive for many other reasons. So let's focus on those. So the He Bear and She Bear were basically, there's boys in the world and there's girls in the world and there's jobs they can do. Papa is a wood bear and mama is a mama. And those are the things that they are. But there's a lot of other things that we can be. We can fix a clock, paint a door, build a house, or have a store. Drive a dump truck, drive a crane, bulldoze roads, drive a train. We fix clocks, we paint doors, we build houses, we have stores, we bulldoze roads, we drive cranes, we drive trucks, we drive trains. We can do all these things, you see, whether we are a he or she. And that's the point of the book, is that there's a ton of different jobs in Beartown. And it doesn't matter if you're a little boy or a little girl, you can aim to do any of these. And they justify that in the illustrations. The illustrations, you see fire bears, you see police officers, you see electrical like line repair people, and they are men and women, as signified by the bows in their hairs or the ponytails in the back of their head. We climb ladders to fix the wires. We climb ladders to put out fires. That's Officer Marguerite. She tells us when to cross the street. You could be a doctor and make folks well. Teach kids how to add and spell. Knit a sock, sew a dress, paint a picture. What a mess! And the artist is making a mess. And then it gets into more quaint things like you could lead a band, sing a song, play a tuba, beat a gong, play a banjo, plink a plink. You could even play on a kitchen sink. And I bet Brad Mariska loves this page because it presents playing in a band as a legitimate career option. And what it does is it introduces a few new jobs, and then it brings in all the jobs they've covered so far and runs through the list of them again. And the point of the rundown is that, hey, and anyone can do these jobs, boys and girls. And then they start trying to figure out what they're going to do. And Sister's like, I may build bridges. I may climb poles. I may race cars. I may dig holes. I could be a magician. I could go on TV. I could study the fish who live in the sea. And you see Sister doing all this. And Brother imagines being a cowboy or an astronaut or working at SeaWorld or training animals. They both want to fly a jumbo jet. They want to build big buildings and be in a circus. And they're just, the sky is the limit for these two. And they're just like, man, there's just a lot of things we could be. And the final image in the book is the two of them using jackhammers to tear up the road. And that's what it is. That's literally it. It's this super positive book about the fact that don't Don't limit your dreams. Don't limit what you want to do based on the concept of gender, based on the gendered ideas that others may force upon you. You can do what you want. You can dream as big as you want. It's not saying these things are going to happen, as we'll see in the next iteration of this book, but it is saying these are things you are allowed to pursue. You can just don't let anyone tell you not to try. Is the basic concept of this book. And that is why it is called He Bear, She Bear, and not So Many Jobs to Do, or The Berenstain Bears Talk About Jobs. It's more on the idea that at the time, especially, they were really trying to overcome the concept of boys do this and girls do this. Now, what's very funny, of course, is that early on in the Berenstain Bears books, especially the ones with Sister, there was a lot of that binary. You know, brother played sports and sister played with dolls. And they retroactively repaired a lot of those issues as the books went on. You saw that Sister was just as interested in sports as Brother, and she was actually really good at things that Brother wasn't good at physically. And that Brother, you know, Brother had a sensitive side, and he wasn't just this sort of like rough and tumble boy. He was quiet and thoughtful. They dismantled some of the gender binary in later books, but of course they always maintained that Mama was a housekeeper first, which there is no, you know, that is not a criticism of Mama Bear. As we all know, taking care of a household is a full-time job. But when they did try to introduce her into the job world, it didn't last very long. Like, and she always wore her house dress. There are gender issues in the Berenstain Bears books that do continue to this day, although they're downplayed quite a bit. I acknowledge that. But this book was taking a big swing at gender equality. And so that was 1974. Then we got the Berenstain Bears on the Job, which was a first-time reader. So this is like, there was the first-time books, and then there's the first-time readers, which were the first-time books, but basically like the same format, but much more simplified. Like the text was simpler, and it has a splash page with Mama and Papa and Brother and Sister pasting up the title of the book, Berenstain Bears on the Job. This was 87, so this is 13 years after the other one, and it does basically the same thing. It's Brother and Sister walking through Bear Town, or Bear Country, as they're calling it at this point, and we see a lot of the characters from around Bear Country, some of whom had gained prominence by this point in the Saturday morning television show from 2 years previous, which I believe was still on the air right now. So it focuses a lot on character. You see a lot more just sort of characters. You see a lot of Bear Country in this book. But it starts off with, in Bear Country, friends, there are many kinds of work to be done. If you pick the right job, work can be fun. Let's take a Bear Country tour and see what you and we can grow up to be. So it's still Brother and Sister pontificating about the future of their employment. And we actually see a lot of the same jobs and a lot of the same, not spreads, but sort of juxtaposed with each other. So we could fight fires like Fire Bear Bob. Yes, that would be an exciting job. Or be a police bear like Marguerite. She tells us when to cross the street. If we don't obey, she says tweet. I mean, she doesn't say tweet. It shows her blowing a whistle, but it says she says. And then you see the tweet. So Marguerite isn't saying tweet. She's got a tool for it. And then it takes, we meet Grizzly Gus, the bus driver. We see bears, and we see like a whole page of bears fixing things. Don't forget fixing things, because almost everything we use sometimes has to have a fixer, which rhymes with cement mixer from the previous page. These books rhyme, these readers. You could be a teacher and teach cubs how to read and spell. Be a doctor and make folks well. Have a store and sell good things like bread and honey. Have a bank where folks can safely keep their money. The engineer tries to find a better way to do things. The scientist studies nature to try to find out new things. And we see demolition. And we have this cool spread that I like, which sets up, what if you want to do something and you find out you're not very good at it? And so Sister sees Maestro Bruini giving singing lessons. And she says, a singer. To be a singer is my choice. And Brother says, that's fine, but do you have a singing voice? She tries to sing and all the animals put their hands over their ears. And she says, on second thought, I don't think I should. My singing voice is not so good. And Brother says, that's all right. Do not fret. Our job tour is not finished yet. And so it acknowledges that you might not be, you might try to do something and find out you're not very good at it. And that's okay, because there's an infinite number of things you can try to do. And Sister looks a little upset that she's not a good singer, but that's fine, because they're moving on. And I think that's an important thing in a book about you can do anything you want to do, which, because that's not always true. Sometimes you can't grasp certain things. There's just certain things you're, as much as you might be interested in it, you might not be able to do, just because your brain isn't built that way or whatever. So, and that's fine, because not everyone can be good at everything. And so Brother's like, come on, let's take a look around. They look at there's like newscasters, and they look at they go to the observatory and see the telescope. You can be an environmentalist. You can be a computer programmer, which was a pretty big deal in 1987. You see a woman at a computer, like a desk with a computer, and she's programming a computer. Be a programmer, work with computers, an environmentalist, and catch polluters. And you see the Bear Country Pollution Control in a helicopter catching a bear dumping slop into the river. A beekeeper and work with bees. A forester and watch for fires among the trees. You could be a farmer. You see Farmer and Mrs. Ben, and they have a champion pig that wins first prize. Watch out for the bull, though. And then Brother's like, well, you can even imagine things that don't exist yet. You know, a honey machine and building a robot and that can build houses, and Sister can fly with butterfly wings. And there's just a million things you can imagine. And they say, so remember, friends, so many kinds of work to be done. Just pick the right job and work will be fun. That's easy. And you actually see Mama holding a quilt, because don't forget, Mama makes quilts. And that's the end of that book. So that's the Berenstain Bears on the Job. I'm doing a quick rundown, because I want you to know where we are. So that's 87, Berenstain Bears on the Job. Now, the years keep coming, and they don't stop coming, as the song says. And fast forward to 2010. The Berenstains are writing for Zondervan by this point, Zonder Kids, Living Lights books, and they are repurposing some of their old books. And that brings us to today's main topic, which is The Berenstain Bears, Jobs Around Town by Stan and Jan Berenstain with Mike Berenstain. So what this is this is a complete rewrite of The Berenstain Bears on the Job, but using the exact same illustrations. Keep that in mind, from 23 years previous. These are 23-year-old illustrations, but with new text that still follows the basic idea, but no longer rhymes, which is interesting. Because when you retrofit a book from a rhyming book into just a prose book, you still have a lot of these concepts that rhyme. So it actually seems almost like the book at times has super complex internal rhymes that you're like, oh wow, there's rhymes on every page, but they don't follow any particular meter. Well, congratulations, you've turned the Berenstain Bears on the Job into like almost an E.E. Cummings novel. Like you can find the hidden rhythms. And one of the weirdest changes they make right off the bat is that splash page where the bears are pasting up a billboard with the title of the book, because no longer is the title the main part of the billboard. It used to be that the billboard just said On the Job in big red letters, but now Jobs Around Town is the name, and it's reduced into a square that used to have the copyright information on it. And it says the Berenstain Bears, Jobs Around Town, in this little square. Now most of the billboard is white, but this point between the two bears is the Bible quote that leads into it. In the same way, let your light shine in front of others, that they will see the good that you do. Matthew 5:16, which isn't really about getting a job. It's not about the job in your town. That's not what Matthew was talking about. That was more about like good works and being a light. Like, don't hide your light under a bushel. Let it shine in front of others. Like, it's about, like, it wasn't about job on the job train, seeking a job seek search, which is my first tip off that this book is going to have very little to do with a religion. This book is a religious book only insofar as it mentions God a few times. So right off the bat, we see that this book is not On the Job. It's got the same illustrations, of course. But whereas On the Job started out with, in Bear Country, friends, there are many kinds of work to be done. If you pick the right job, work can be fun. Let's take a Bear Country tour and see what you and we can grow up to be. Now it says, in Bear Country, there are many jobs to be done. Mama takes care of our treehouse and family. Papa does chores and makes fine furniture to sell. But there are other jobs too, and if you pick the right job, work will be fun. Let's take a trip around Bear Country and see what we might be when we grow up. So they've taken, Mike has taken the original text and kind of done what, it's kind of like, it reads kind of like when someone has obviously copied the encyclopedia or Wikipedia and just sort of rewritten the entries for a school paper. Like you're like, they've just rearranged the words. They just took the predicates and made it this, like, put it before the subjects, and they just, and then they just sort of clapped their hands. It was like, job well done. But they also take the he bear, she bear observation that mama takes care of the family and papa's a woodworker. They interpolate that into this in order to separate. In Bear Country, there are many jobs to be done, and if you pick the right job, work will be fun. In order to keep those lines from clearly being original rhyming, they interpolate a little context about Mama and Papa, and I find that very charming. Well, what's really funny is, though, is the original verse. In Bear Country, friends, there are many kinds of work to be done. If you pick the right job, work can be fun. Is kind of classic Stan and Jan doesn't really scan that well rhyme. I can't quite grab the meter. It begins before the poem begins. It's like there's like some dangling syllables just kind of at the beginning that it's almost like the beginning of Finnegan's Wake. It's like, did we begin in the, is the beginning of this line like the continuation of the end of another line? I don't know. What's funny though is that if you take out the Mama and Papa text from the Living Lights version and just read, in Bear Country, there are many jobs to be done. And if you pick the right job, work will be fun. That actually scans really well. So I understand that these books aren't supposed to be rhyming books, but Mike fixed the rhythm and he fixed the rhyme. And if he had, and if he had kept the Mama and Papa stuff to the second, the third and fourth lines, he could have just kept this as a rhyming book, is all I'm saying. I know that wasn't his job, but he fixed the rhyme, so congratulations, I guess. So we're continuing on. We get this. We get another weird, this used to rhyme, but now it no longer does. We could fight fires like Fire Bear Bob. Yes, that would be an exciting job. Becomes, some jobs can be exciting. We could fight fires like Fire Bear Bob. I mean, yeah, some jobs can be exciting. The other one that is a nice unworking of the rhyme is, or be a police bear like Marguerite. She tells us when to cross the street. If we don't obey, she says tweet. Becomes, or we could be police bears like Officer Marguerite. She tells us when it's to safely cross the road. If we don't obey, she blows her whistle. Tweet. And I'm like, you could still, that tweet is still there. It's part of the illustration. They could have erased the tweet part of the illustration and just kept it, if we don't obey, she blows her whistle, because now that tweet stands out and clearly rhymes with Marguerite. And if they had kept the word road as street, this would have simply been a rhyme. I also want to point out that because this is 2010, it's weird that Sister is being followed by a frog and a butterfly. The frog and the butterfly are elements from older Berenstain Bears books. They are Sister's woodland friends that she had before Lizzie Bruin really became a thing. So this is a 2010 Berenstain Bears book, and there's just this frog and this butterfly on every page. Also, there's a bear crossing the street holding a bag of groceries who looks sinister. They gave him angry eyes, and I have no idea why, except that he's looking at Officer Marguerite. He has a smile on his face, angry eyes. He looks like he's plotting against her. I don't know what's up. But, and that sort of continues in that vein for the rest of this book. You have things that used to rhyme that no longer do. Now, you might be wondering at this point, what does this have to do with religion? I haven't heard anything about God yet. Well, we're getting to that, because we get to the page that originally said, and that served as the end of another rhyme, and don't forget fixing things, because almost everything we use sometimes has to have a fixer, becomes, Mama and Papa says God gives everyone a special talent. We can use our talent to do the job that is best for us and help others too. Some folks are good at fixing things. They might be plumbers, mechanics, carpenters, or watchmakers. Almost everything we use sometimes has to have a fixer, which, great, and if you look back at the previous page, it ends with cement mixer, so this could be a very complex poem. Or, so it would read, and wait for the rhyme, We might be Beartown bus drivers, or we might learn to drive a delivery truck, an ambulance, or even a cement mixer. Mama and Papa say God gives everyone a special talent. We could use our talent to do the job that is best for us and help others too. Some folks are good at fixing things. They might be plumbers, mechanics, carpenters, or watchmakers. Almost everything we use sometimes has to have a fixer. And I would love it if that was the poem. If they were like, we're just going to we're going to separate this rhyme so far. But when you, if you read it in the correct rhythm, it'll make sense. It'll call back to the other one. It's not set up that way. But we still have the remnants of these rhymes. And I love the archaeology of digging up these past rhymes. It's very funny and very fun if you're a person like me who thinks about these things too hard. Also, philosophically, this book is weird. Now we've introduced the concept of God. The concept of God is used exclusively to this point, has nothing to do with letting your light shine, has nothing to do with not putting a bushel over your light, has everything to do with the concept that God has given each of us a special talent, and that we can use our talent to do our job that is the best for us. It's almost like the concept of having a soulmate. This idea that there is someone on earth who is the perfect person for you. This book introduces the concept that there is one particular job that is perfect for you. And if you're very lucky, you might discover that job, the secret talent that God has granted you. If you don't, I guess you're stuck doing something you don't like. You're stuck in the drudgery of 9-to-5 work. But we see some bears here, a watchmaker, lawnmower repair bear. Is that your God-given gift, fixing lawnmowers? I mean, I hope you enjoy it, because that's the gift God gave you. There's just something very funny about the fact that they've used the religious imprint to introduce this concept of almost predestination. Like, you have a talent. It's hidden somewhere in you. You might be a plumber. You might be able to fix tires. I don't know. We don't know, and you don't know. You gotta find it, so get looking, kids. And so we continue on through the book. And remember, this book looks exactly like the other one. They have changed not a single thing in the illustrations, except, of course, now it doesn't rhyme. In fact, you could be a teacher and teach cubs how to read and spell, be a doctor and make folks well, becomes, it would be fun to be a teacher and teach cubs how to read and write, or a doctor and help make folks well, almost sounds like it's so close to the original that simply changing spell to write makes it sound like you don't know how to do a poem. Also, that frog and butterfly are still there. And also, putting a bakery next to a bank only exists so they could rhyme honey with money. And now that rhyme no longer exists, it's just kind of awkward. We could have a store and sell good things like honey and bread, or we could work at a bank where money is kept safe and sound. It seems like you've turned poems into bad poems, or you've turned poems into something that doesn't realize it's supposed to be a poem. So we can continue on. We see them building bridges, engineers. We see them busting up buildings. We see the astronaut, the anchor bear on TV. But now we get to the part where Sister wants to be a singer, probably the most memorable part of On the Job, which, of course, no longer rhymes. So remember, she originally said, a singer, to be a singer is my choice. That's fine, but do you have a singing voice? On second thought, I don't think I should. My singing voice is not so good. That's all right. Do not fret. Our job tour is not finished yet. Becomes. Brother, do you think my God-given talent is to be a singer? I've always loved to sing. And then brother doesn't say anything, because we immediately cut to, he doesn't say, I don't think your singing's any good. Sister then immediately says, on second thought, I don't think I should. Maybe I don't really have a singing voice. Then the next page is brother saying, don't worry, sister, our job hunt is not over yet. There's so many things to do and be, and the choice is up to you. But what's funny is, originally, on the first page, brother has his hands over his ears, and his mouth is open, so he should be saying something. And that's where he says, I don't know if you really have a singing voice. On the second page, sister looks cowed, and it's supposed to, and her mouth is open, so she's talking, and it's supposed to be her saying, on second thought, I don't think I should. It sort of alters. Their mouths are open on both pages, but they're not talking on both pages anymore. So it's just a little awkward. It's a little clunky. I can see where Mike was like, we probably shouldn't have brother like chastising sister for not having a good singing voice. But on the other hand, she does say, do you think my God-given talent is to be a singer? And this does sort of say, like, I guess God doesn't want you to be a singer. Like, you may never be a professional singer, but you can still take singing lessons, and you can develop a voice. You may never be the greatest singer in the world, or maybe you are a talented singer, you just don't have the proper training yet. I did have a really good friend in high school who was a natural singer. He had perfect pitch, perfect vibrato, and like he had like this multi-octave voice, and he had never taken a singing lesson in his life. He wasn't in choir or anything. He was in our theater program. But for some reason, he could just sing. He was the lead in one of our musicals, and he just could hit these wild notes, and no one knew how. So yeah, he had a natural talent for singing. In fact, he was so natural that he couldn't understand why other people couldn't sing. He was like, what are you doing? This is really easy. Ah, and he just like hit these amazing notes, but like in his chest voice, not his head voice. I didn't understand it. I was totes gel, still am. So the Bears continue. You could work with Computer Sister. You could be an environmentalist, stop pollution. You could be a carpenter like Papa Bear. They actually meant, so the original book doesn't mention Farmer Ben by name. You see Farmer and Mrs. Ben. It's clearly them. But in this one, they call him out. There's Farmer Ben. He and Mrs. Ben raise champion pigs. And they point out that their champion pig will be very big, but still manage to not make it quite rhyme with pig, even though we could raise a champion pig and he will be very big is the original. This one says, Mr. and Mrs. Ben raise champion pigs. We could do that on our farm too. Our champion pig would be very big. You can't avoid it. You could have said large. I don't know why you didn't. You could say a large boy, B-O-I. Could have been that, but you didn't do it. That frog and that butterfly, still hanging out. It's 2010, folks. Erase them. They don't exist in Bear continuity anymore. The next name drop of God is, originally, there was a line that says, farmers keep the food bins full. And you see a bunch of food, like at a farmer's market. Now it says, as farmers, we could use God's good land and grow lots of food for all of Bear Country. So it's more that sort of name dropping thing where we're like, instead of just saying that, we're like, yeah, it's God's land. Like, this is our, it's religious now. We've acknowledged that God created land, I guess. We get to them imagining things that they could do. And then it cuts to the last page where originally it said, so remember, friends, so many kinds of work to be done. Just pick the right job. And work will be fun. And this one now says, so remember, there are many different kinds of work to choose from. And with God's help, you will pick the right job. Help others every day and have fun too. Which is weird. Because, again, we've interpolated God into the text. And so now God has given us a gift that we have to discover what it is. If we don't discover what it is, we'll be very sad. But God is also supposed to help us discover what that gift is. So I guess pray about it? It doesn't really tell you how to do that. The other thing that makes this book stand out is that it, again, very old book, you know, continuity wise. And it stands out because Brother is talking to the reader the whole time. We don't have many Berenstain Bears books anymore where one of the cubs is like, hey, welcome to the new Berenstain Bears book. Come along down. Let's see what's going on over here. So, that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears Jobs Around Town, Living Lights book. It's, I mean, you can buy it if you want it, I guess. You get it paperback for $4. It's for sale. And I think this is the only way. Yeah, it's the only way you can get a new copy of, I think it's the only way. Maybe you could. No, you can still, it looks like you can still buy paperback copies of On the Job. It looks like that is still available. So it just depends on if you want the God one or not. That's it. Because they look almost exactly the same. On the Job had a border around the cover originally that looked like it was made out of like girders and rivets because the front prominently features a building going up. The new one eliminates that border, so it looks a little more plain. It's funny how much that border like complemented the original illustration. It just looks more like a generic Berenstain Bears cover, although it's clearly old style Berenstain Bears, which is funny. They do their best though to make it look, to make the new title fit in with the style, the old style. And again, it's a book. It takes the gender equity very seriously. Again, you, all the bears, you know, you're pretty much 50-50 divided between what they refer to as he bears and she bears. So as far as like a book about jobs that are available and the theory that you should pursue anything, it's good. But unfortunately, you do have that weird God-given talent concept that comes out of left field and might be discouraging if you think that that's what you need to rely on to figure out what you want to do for a living. Because you just might not be good at the thing that you could one day be good at. As they say, as Jake the Dog says in Adventure Time, hey man, sucking at something is the first step towards being really good at something. And that's true. You know, if your heart is in it and you feel like it's where you want to go, pursue it. Maybe you have to give up after a few years. Maybe you're like, the discouragement of not being at the ability level I wish I were is superseding the enjoyment I get out of pursuing it. And maybe at that point you're like, if I'm not getting as much enjoyment as I want out of this, maybe that's when you stop. But Sister Bear, you can take singing lessons. You could go to Maestro Bearini or Orsini and take singing lessons. No one's stopping you, except maybe you can't afford them. But you can do it. You can still do it. So yeah, that's Baron St. Bear's Jobs Around Town. There's really nothing else to this book. I don't even think it has questions in the back. I have a digital version because that's the one I got. You know, I know now that it's not always the smartest to get the digital version because they cut out the endings a lot. But I'm doing my poking around, and it looks like that might be the only version out there. Let me just see. Jobs Around Town. There's so many videos of people just reading Berenstain Bears books. No, I see it now. In the physical copy, there are questions in the back. So are you ready for some questions? My friends, are you ready for questions? Remember, if you get the digital copies, you don't get the awesome questions at the end. Activities and questions from Brother and Sister Bear. Let's talk about it. Why did Brother and Sister Bear decide to go out and look around bear country? I guess because, I mean, they don't really give us a reason. No reasons given in the original book. I guess we could extrapolate from the text that Sister is looking for something she's good at. Brother's trying, it's mostly they're showing us around it. They are suddenly aware of a reader and they're showing us around Bear Town. I guess that's it. Maybe from the long view, it's because Sister doesn't know what she wants to do for a living. And she's, you know, six, so she better get a jump on it. Two, how do you know if you found the right job for you? Where does talent and skill come from? I think what they're getting at is, you know, you found the right job for you if you enjoy what you do and it no longer seems like work, I guess. And I know that they're fishing for, where does talent and skill come from? I know that's what they're fishing for. They're fishing for God. Skill does not come from God, though. Clearly, skill comes from practice. Talent might come from God, if that's what you believe. But the skill, you gotta, unless you're my friend from high school, his skill just sort of came to him, which is weird because I know he doesn't believe in God. Anyway, three, list some of the jobs you think are most important to the community you live in. Are you interested in any of these jobs? Are these any of the same jobs Brother and Sister saw in Bear Country? The most important jobs in my community? I mean, there's like city council members, neighborhood council, like our neighborhood boards are very important. They sort of like help regulate you know, how things run on a micro level in our communities. Community leaders, a lot of community organizers, extremely important where I live. I live in Minneapolis, if you're aware, is not the most strife-free community in the world. And so one of the biggest, most important jobs is people who are working to help reorganize our government, to help make it more functional and actually work for the people instead of for money. That is one of the big problems we have right now. People lining their pockets and protecting people who should otherwise not be doing the jobs they're doing. Stepping down off my soapbox, are any of these jobs the same jobs Brother and Sister saw in Bear Country? No, honestly, we didn't see any elected leadership. We didn't see Mayor Honeypot. We saw the like Officer Marguerite. But the Officer Marguerites in my city might be part of the problem, as opposed to the part of the solution. And am I interested in any of these jobs? You know, I know my limits, and I know that I simply do not have a brain that can function right now, doing jobs that require attention. So, no, I am not interested in any of those jobs, but I find them to be fascinating jobs that I very much appreciate. Get out and do it. One, talk to a pastor or children's minister about their job. Ask what you might be able to do to help them in their job. Whoa. As a family, choose one of the ideas and work together to help your church leader. Well, we don't have a church leader. We don't even belong to a synagogue, so that's out of the question. This may be as simple as praying for them. All right, okay, no comment. Or something more active, like organizing a church-wide project such as a food drive. So we go all the way from praying for them, which, you know, go for it if that's what you're, if that's the most you can do, go for it. To organizing a food drive. No, that's, you know, I get, I'm happy they're covering all their bases or something in between. Again, we don't go to church. Again, we don't even have a synagogue. So we don't have a church leader. However, I have spoken to pastors. I have spoken to the Reverend Lauren many times. So next time I have her on, should I ask her what I can do to help make her job easier? It's probably going to be something biting and hilarious that her response is. But I'll do that. I'm going to ask Lauren right now what I can do. Hold on. Let me just see if I can just drop her a line. And if she responds to it, I'll let you know what she says in the next episode. Lauren, the most recent Berenstain Bears book I'm covering gives the reader the task of talking to their pastor and asking them how they can make their job easier. So I'm asking you, how can I, Phil Gonzalez, make your job easier? There we go. Okay, I'll let you know if she writes me back. You just witnessed Berenstain Bearing in real time. So that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears jobs around town. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this. I'll be back at some point with more Berenstain Bears goodies, more Berenstain Bears chatting. This episode was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be because I did not realize there was questions at the end. So what's your job? What's your job like? Do you have a job? Are you able to work? And if you don't have a job or you're unable to work, what do you do? What do you consider like your task? What's your talent? What are you good at? Did you have something as a child you were naturally good at? Or did you have to wait until you were an adult to really find out what your talent was? Or do you not have a talent and everything you've done has been like through the sweat of your brow? I don't know. How did that all work out for you? Do you like your job? Does it seem like work? Or is it just work that you use to pay the bills? What does work mean to you? Let me know. Find me on Twitter at BStainBearcast when I post this episode and comment on the episode and say, this is what my job is. If that's all you want to say. I don't know how to do social media. I'm very bad at it. So keep on plugging away at your works. And I'm Phil. You can find me at Beastain Bearcast. You can find me at BerenstainBearcast.org. You can listen to my other shows. It's Del Toro time. Pizza Toast will be back one day. And I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.